CBS News Time, 2:20.
Butter may not be bad for your heart. A new study out of Tufts University has found that there is little to no association between butter consumption and chronic disease. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sally Fallon with the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nonprofit tax-exempt nutrition education foundation. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. What did you think of the study? What do you make of it?
Well, we're not surprised. We've been saying this since we were founded 20 years ago. And why should we be surprised? After all, butter is the fat in all mammalian milk. It is nature's fat for growth. And why would it be bad for us?
Well, it sounds like this is a topic that you've been on top of for a lot of years. Talk about the traditional arguments against butter. Why has it had this rap?
Well, the rap against butter was that it contained saturated fat and cholesterol, and this made it the target in the whole theory that saturated fat and cholesterol cause heart disease. And again, we've seen that theory come under intense criticism. Actually, it was criticized since its inception. And we just need to look elsewhere. You know, Americans have dutifully cut back on butter and saturated fats, and it hasn't cut down on the rates of heart disease. So I think we need to look elsewhere. And many researchers believe that the consumption of the alternatives, the trans fats and the liquid vegetable oils, is where we need to look first, because as the consumption of these types of fats has gone up, so has heart disease.
I saw one analyst quoted as saying that even though people who eat more butter generally have worse diets and lifestyles, that overall the consumption of butter seemed pretty neutral. Would you agree with that?
Well, I was very surprised at that statement, that people like myself who eat butter have worse lifestyles. My impression is that people who eat butter are more health conscious. They don't want to eat the manufactured fats. They want to eat natural fats. So I was very surprised at that statement. And the same commenter also said that butter is a worse choice than many margarines and cooking oils. And I think that is not the right thing to be saying. It is always a better choice than a manufactured oil or fat.
When we look at our choices out there, I mean, obviously there's butter versus margarine, for example. Is there much difference in the butters that are available to us in terms of their health content?
Well, there's a whole range of quality. Of course, the best butter would be from grass-fed cows who have a very natural diet, who are not getting, you know, any of the chemicals that they would be getting in confinement. So yes, but you know, all butter is a good food. All butter provides us with vitamin A, a very important vitamin. One of the unsung heroes in butter is a fat called arachidonic acid, which is critical for brain function and critical for digestion, for healthy skin, and that is not found in any of the substitutes, for sure.
So people listening to this interview, reading the study, say, this is a green light, I'm going to eat as much butter as I want. Is that the right reaction?
I think that is the right reaction. Butter is a health food. You'll always feel better eating butter. It's a real natural fat.
What about this whole notion of moderation with butter or anything else? I mean, is there not an argument to be made on that front?
Well, my experience is that when people actually give themselves permission to eat butter, they kind of indulge and splurge at first, because the body actually needs that fat. And then you find that actually butter fills you up pretty quickly. When you're eating the natural fats, your natural appetite suppressor comes into play much more quickly.
Sally Fallon.
It's satisfying. It's satiating.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Sally Fallon with the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nonprofit tax-exempt nutrition education foundation.